This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay.
So George Parker joins us now. He's a political editor of the Financial Times. The G20 summit ended yesterday. Barack Obama has gone off to the NATO summit there in Europe. George, what do you think the political, sort of outcome, takeaway is from this summit? There was disagreement over the notion of stimulus and regulation, but there was certainly a good deal of consensus as well.
I think that's right. I mean, there was a lot of pre-summit hype around the divisions on this, and it's certainly true there was a big division of opinion between Barack Obama on one side, who wanted the world to join him on a big program of fiscal stimulus, and the continental Europeans led by the French and the Germans who didn't. And in the end, that crack, that was probably the biggest crack of all, was papered over. And in the communique, there was a sort of ridiculous figure that they came up with, which said that the world was already halfway through a $5 trillion fiscal stimulus anyway, so not to worry about that. But I think the important thing is there was a great deal of consensus. You know, I think it's very easy to be cynical about these events and to go through some of the numbers, and some of the numbers in the communicator, frankly, didn't really stand up to much scrutiny. But I think the important thing is you've got 20 leaders together. And we know very well from the last time the world went into a recession in 1933, there was a similar conference in London. President Roosevelt didn't turn up. The world went different ways. Protectionism set in. And the recession lasted much longer than it would have done. So I think, you know, overall, I think we have to say it's been a good thing.
Well, George, you know, we were reminded this week by James Sirwicki of The New Yorker that, you know, European nations, because they have a stronger welfare state and a lot more sort of money in government programs, actually are in a sort of stimulus posture more or less all the time. And so this disagreement maybe is less significant economically than it might seem. Let's shift to politics. What's it like to have a Barack Obama, the most popular leader in the world, maybe after Lula of Brazil, getting so much credibility and so much attention, even as the U.S. is really at the root of the cause of all of these economic problems?
Well, I mean, Barack Obama, it's certainly true, has cut a sway through London. I've just been watching the television pictures coming in of his arrival in Strasbourg for the NATO summit, where the crowds are out in force. And we have a picture on the front page of our paper today with everyone trying to get their arms around him to get a picture taken with him. These are the world leaders, you know. So it's been a great show. I mean, he we know that he's a good politician. At the summit, he showed his diplomatic skills in defusing what could have been a potentially nasty little row between France and China over tax havens, and his aides let it be known that he sorted that out. He came over and said he was in listening mode. He wasn't coming to Europe to lecture, and I think that played very well.
Quickly, what about the U.S.-China relationship? That was like the big headline coming in, and how was that observed by all the other world leaders?
Well, I think you know, Barack Obama worked very hard on the Chinese relationship. I think China have been shown a path towards a much greater say in the International Monetary Fund. And I think lots of people are seeing this as the moment when China fully entered the world stage as a very important player. And some of the newspapers in the UK today are talking about the sort of creation of a G2 within the G20, the US and China. So I think that's played out very well. But you mentioned, you know, were people blaming the Americans for this crisis? Well, in domestic public opinion, of course, they are, and in national parliaments, of course, they do that all the time. Gordon Brown can hardly start a sentence without saying this crisis started in America.
But although,
as soon as Mr. Obama turns up in town, of course, that's all toned down completely.
Although not a flying shoe in sight. You know, Obama has enormous credibility,
oh
even in the
God,
in,
yeah.
even in this mode where people are inclined to blame the Americans. Well, I guess, you know, we'll leave it there at this point. But the politics shifts over to NATO. George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times, covering the G20 summit. Barack Obama now at the NATO summit, also in Europe. Thank you, George.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.